it became obvious this year would be a little different when one candidate for the board says the authority has to be dissolved into county government, a plan which would have to weave through a tangled political thicket in Albany and here. That's activist, engineer, and lawyer Peter Reese. The other candidate is current authority chairman Jerome Shadd, holding onto his post despite a major Albany agency's recommendation he be removed because the agency was run so badly. Shadd told the board he and the other two commissioners have made productive changes.
I suggest to this honorable body that the last thing you want is disruption moving forward when you have a clear sign of a new path for this authority. And I am proud to say that I'm helping get us down that path, and I intend to continue it if you are gracious enough to reappoint me.
It's entirely possible Shadd will get another term when legislators vote, probably on Thursday. While retiring legislator Tom Loughran will probably vote no, as a member of the minority caucus, legislator Kevin Hardwick supported firing Shadd. He has since moved to the Democratic side. Minority leader Joseph Lurigo admits the authority is political and doesn't see getting rid of it as possible.
I don't think you can get rid of it by absorbing it into Erie County based, on the fact that the debt service is just too large, and I don't see any legal way to get that done. I think adding commissioners might be a way to do it, some way to do it that's, less political than it is now. But I haven't seen any real avenues yet to accomplish that.
As legislators point out, it's really a state agency, and Albany would have to order any changes. Local control is appointing commissioners. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.